Lenny, you noticed, I noticed you took the medal off relatively quickly once you received it. Was there any sort of reason behind that? Did you feel like you had unfinished business?
Oh, definitely. Like, you don't go out there to win these individual awards. If they happen, it's great. But the bigger picture is, you know, the club and your teammates. And it was a bit of an empty feeling at the end of the game. I didn't really know how to feel. I just knew that job wasn't done. And that's probably why I just felt that, yeah, I just wanted to get in the rooms and recover and, you know, go at it again.
And as a leader, what did you say to the boys and how did you sort of get everybody together?
I couldn't really say too much. I was almost working in sign language because I couldn't talk. But, no, look, the boys got in pretty quickly and just said, look, you know, we've done well to get back in the game and we've given ourselves another chance. You know, at half-time, they could have been a couple more goals up and our season could have been over. But, you know, the strength and the character of the boys was to fight back and we take a lot of positives out of that. And we just said, look, let's just recover and let it settle over the next day or two, then get our minds back on the job.
A lot of discussion about whether or not you guys drew on last year, especially in the last half. What was going through your mind? Did anything flash back? Were there any moments where you thought, I can't let this happen again?
Not really. I think you're just so involved in the game and trying to concentrate on what you have to do at that point in time. And look, everyone was really tired and just working hard for each other and obviously thought we were in a good chance to win the game. And yeah, so, I mean, a lot of things were going through your mind, but I wasn't thinking about last year's grand final. I was trying to stop my man from getting the ball. Yeah.
And did you know it was a draw? Did you guys realise?
Yeah. Yeah, looked up at the scoreboard. Yeah. No one was jumping around. Everyone had their hands on their heads, so, yeah.
I don't know whether you've answered this before. Talk us through that last kick, bouncing in front of Stephen Milne and went through for a point. Do you think it was a chance of going through at the top?
Oh, to be honest, I just threw it on the boot because I was, just wanted to get it forward and saw it sort of bounce over Milne's head and then thought, oh, it was half a chance to go through. But and then just realised, that I'd sort of drawn the game. So then it was just about setting up for their kick-in. So didn't have too much time to think about it.
There's been a lot of discussion as to whether or not Milne should have ran onto that ball. Has he or you guys spoken about the woulda, coulda, shouldas?
You could talk about that all game. We could have talked about what if we didn't let him kick four goals at the start of the game. All these, there's a thousand things in a game of footy. So I haven't spoken about that at all.
How are you feeling, Del? How have you pulled up?
Yeah, I feel really good. Compared to this time last week, definitely better. Looking forward to having, two main sessions this week and be ready to go come Saturday. I said before, I was a little bit disappointed from my game and feel like I can give more for the team and the club. So I'm really looking forward to doing that.
What sort of changes are you expecting this week?
From me personally or as a club? I just feel like I need a couple of good sessions. I was a little bit hesitant in my running on the weekend, which is disappointing. I know it's a big game and you probably, can't get away with that too often in a grand final, but I'll be ready to go this weekend, feeling good.
How tight?
How do you measure? I don't know. I was just a bit hesitant, mate. At the end of the day, from the word go, I wasn't sprinting, but I feel better for it now, and I'll have, as I said, two good sessions this week and be ready to go.